Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are in a mixed affair. Of course, KC wheat is stronger at the expense of Chicago wheat, mainly due to the fact that we have the weather that has been so cold, temperatures that have hung in the upper teens to mid-teens for hours, and so now we'll as we go forward in the next 3 to 4 days, we'll know what kind of damage actually has been done. So the market's kind of being held together because of that. However, and we've seen this happen before, where the market doesn't respond immediately. It takes a little bit of time to really see the damage, and then all of a sudden the market starts to catch. Now, that said, I would suspect that the crop condition ratings on the hard red winter wheat will start going backwards and may have seen their best number for the good to excellent. The corn market, kind of a mixed affair. Demand is good for corn, for the old crop, for ethanol. But other than that, it's kind of a quiet day there. And, of course, the USDA did announce 360,000 metric tons of wheat to China. And we've been rumoring about that, but there is talk that it may be as high as 1 million metric tons when all said and done. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.